Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I want to talk Terry McLaurin out of the chute because there's been two developments that caught my attention today. The first of which was a report from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, who again seemed to have more of an indication and more of an inclination on money than anybody else has had. And then the other was a local report on the willingness of the team maybe to up their offer. So we'll get into both of those two things. But to start with what Jeremy Fowler had to say.
Quote,
he has wanted metrics of the DK Metcalf contract, which is $32 million. I'm told the Commanders have only been slightly above where he was from before, which is $23 million. So to take that gap, that $7 to $8 million that they have to bridge. And Washington, I'm told, has gotten some calls about McLaurin. There is some interest league-wide. So I'll start with the end of that report, if you will, from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. No kidding they've gotten calls.
Yeah.
You know how many teams are interested in Terry McLaurin, who's only getting $15.5 million in cash this year? Now, his cap number is far more substantial, $25 million. But it goes without saying, it's pretty damn obvious. He's on the trade market via his agent, essentially, and himself. They want to be traded. So they're announcing to 31 other teams, hey, trade for me. The Commanders are saying they're not trading him, and I think most of us agree they're not going to. But teams can still call. Everybody's got Adam Peters' number, who's in a front office around the NFL, Toby, and what they're doing is they're picking up the phone and saying, hey, you trading Terry McLaurin? And he's going, no. So the last part of that to me is a nothing burger when he says teams have reached out. Any other brain busters? You know, did anybody eat a hot dog at the ballpark today? Want to update me on, did the Nats not hit very well again? Like, no kidding, teams have reached out.
Yeah, I mean, teams have probably reached out to Dallas about Micah Parsons' availability. Teams have reached out to Cincinnati, obviously, about Trey Hendrickson's availability. Probably the same thing happened about James Cook with Buffalo, maybe the least of the four. But yeah, of course, when a guy requests a trade, naturally teams are going to check in and see what the price tag is. I think what's interesting here is saying that, okay, he's making $23 million. They're willing to go slightly above that, so you're looking $24, $25 million. And that's a low number for Terry McLaurin. And I could understand some of the frustration from Terry's side if you're looking at it saying, I have my career year. I've done the same thing year in, year out. I've gone over 1,000 yards. I've been uber consistent. And I think the difficult part, too, is, you know, Adam Peters walks in here, and last year was his first year. So what is the couple of years before that where Terry McLaurin was the model citizen, had good years? That's great and all, but Adam Peters is like, I'm not paying you for that. I wasn't here for that. I'm glad what you did last year, but that value from last year with you turning the age of 30 is not worth more than $24, $25 million. But McLaurin's looking at it saying, I don't care that you just got here last year.
Right.
I've played my whole career, and so that's how you end up in this situation. I'm just surprised that we're here on August 7th and we're not making more progress, because guess what? All these same things were true leaving last year, right? Going into this offseason. Like, these discussions could have been made in June. Even going into July.
Well, before we get into all that, I'm just sticking with the idea of teams reaching out and calling them.
Yeah.
I want to just dismiss that outright as interesting. Of course teams are going to call. If they say they're going to trade him, 25 teams will try to trade for him. So that part I don't care about. The other part, which we haven't gotten into, but you kind of just jumped into there, is the second part of this report, which is that they're looking for the DK Metcalf money, which we know, $32 million. Now, Adam Schefter went on record to say they want more than DK Metcalf. He even said, what was the word he used? Substantially more, I think?
Yeah, or something like
that. Like a lot more? Yeah. I still don't understand what that means. Like, if you have something, tell us. If you have a number, please use it. I don't know how you would know that they want a lot more than 32, but you don't know how much. So that part was weird to me. But the idea that they're still 7 or 8 million apart on August 7th feels like malpractice on everybody's side, to your point. Because you did have, this is what you were just getting to, I think, May and June mm-hmm. and July, and we're still 7, 8 million apart. But here, I think, is the best angle, Tobes, on this Jeremy Fowler report. He's suggesting that the team, he says, the Commanders have only been slightly above where he was from before. Now, mind you, he's getting this from the agent, obviously. All right, let's call a spade. Adam Peters is not talking to Jeremy Fowler about numbers, right? This presumably is coming from either Buddy Baker directly or somebody tied in with Terry McLaurin. But he's saying that the team is offering him a very minimal upgrade from his pay last year, $23 million. What does that mean to you, Toby? That tells you that they're a lot closer to that Cortland Sutton number of 23.5 than the DK Metcalf number of 33. And what I want to ask people is, if that's actually true, like we don't know the numbers. We're all talking about this and giving opinions and popping off with takes, not really knowing the numbers. But if we take this report by Fowler of ESPN as gospel, and the team is actually down close to $23 million a year for McLaurin, do you feel any differently? If they're offering him $30 million a year and he's saying no, that would seem like a Terry McLaurin problem. If they're offering him $32.5 million a year and him and Buddy Baker are going, we want more, then I think you could go as far as to say Terry's being ridiculous.
Yeah.
His ask is absurd. This is outrageous. Show up. Work. Get your butt to camp. But if they're offering him essentially the same money he got on his last deal with a much higher salary cap now, that's the part that no one talks about.
Yeah.
The cap has gone up hugely. The percentage of the cap then would go down. It's a worse contract than the one you signed before your best season where you just helped carry this team to the NFC Championship game. If that's true that they're offering $23 or $24 million a year,
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doesn't that change how we should feel about this a little bit, or at least how we feel about Terry's hold-in?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of where I've been coming from all along. Because when you hear the reports that they're significantly apart, I'm just assuming that Terry isn't being ridiculous. Maybe he is, to your point.
And why do you assume that?
I just don't. I think he understands the age factor in this, where he's not going to ask for $35 million. I think he understands where he ranks in the hierarchy in terms of he's not in tier one with Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, because Ja'Marr Chase is getting 40 and a quarter, Justin Jefferson's getting 35. I think he understands at my age where I rank, I'm not with those guys. But DK Metcalf, okay, 33, so slightly below that. I think that's reasonable. When someone signs that contract, the other side, the team's going to look at it and say, well, we didn't sign that contract. We're not the idiots that gave out that contract. But I'm going to say someone was willing to, so why can't I ask there? So if he's, you know, around $32, $33 million, I don't think that's unreasonable as a starting point, right? Probably not going to get that. That's how negotiations work. We don't just start and like, hey, I want 10, you want 5, we end up at 7.5.
But it feels like the team's starting point should be 27, 28.
And that's the point. That's where I'm saying when they're significantly apart and we're hearing 7 and 8, unless Terry's asking for 35, then they're not at 28. They're in the low 20s, the mid-20s, which I think is ridiculous.
Well, we have callers sometimes that will say, if Terry's really asking for 35, then trading him's okay with me. Or if Terry's really asking for 35, then you know he's no longer the team guy that I thought
exactly.
he was or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree with that, but I would put it this way. If the team's really offering him 23,
yeah.
If the team's really offering him even $24 million a year, that is disrespectful. Like, that is a low-balling, pretty egregious offer.
Yeah.
Cortland Sutton, who has a worse injury history, who is not as durable, who is not as productive, is just not as good a player, just signed for $23.5 million with Denver in a very, very different situation, in my opinion, in terms of import to the offense.
Yeah, I mean, look, we were doing the Terry Orr game the other day. At no point did Cortland Sutton come up, and if both of us were asked, we'd say, oh, Terry by a mile. And yet he got 23.5, and you're willing to go just above what he's already making, which is around that number. So you're going 24, 25. And this is where I think I'd be on Terry's side more, is because I think it's the team that is on the low end. I don't think that Terry's being unreasonable. That's going to be, like we said, naturally in negotiations, you're going to start at the high bar, and both sides are going to have to concede and get somewhere in the middle. I think if you got to that 29, 30 number, maybe Terry's more willing to sign it, or maybe he truly needs to be over that 30 number, and then that's more of a discussion of whether he's being unreasonable or not. But if you're the team and you're starting at such a low offer, I mean, think about this from your own aspect, right? If you're, say, fantasy football or something of that nature, if I'm trying to get Christian McCaffrey off of you, I'm not going to offer you my worst player on my team. I'm going to give you something that I'm willing to give up, but I'm going to start on the low end, right? What they're starting with is unreasonably low, in my opinion. If you're starting at 24, 25, then Terry has every right to say, well, what have we been doing this whole time? What's the whole point of this?
Yeah, I also come back to something that I think has to be brought up every now and then, which is this is not just a negotiation where you go to Football GM 101 if you're Adam Peters, and like this is how you negotiate with player number 462.
Yeah.
This is the face of this outfit, who is the version of what you're trying to mold your players into as a human being and as a leader and as a player and as a cultural piece, right? And so to lowball, and again, I'm going to call $23 million a year a lowball. I don't know that that's what they're offering. I'm just going with Jeremy Fowler's number here. But if you're going to be lowballing him, that's a much worse deal than just lowballing some random dude who's on the free agent market who's like, no, I'm not signing that. Call me when you're serious. This is not harmless in that way.
Yeah.
Like, no wonder why he'd be angry and do a press conference at a car dealership where he goes, I don't feel valued. Because, again, I want to go back to the growth in the salary cap year in and year out. I remember years ago talking to Kirk Cousins during one of the many years of his ongoing charade of back and forth with this team, right? And one of the things he kept bringing up to me was what would be awesome is if a quarterback could ever lock in the ability to make a percentage of the cap. Because the cap grows year in and year out, and it's one of the reasons why teams and players are always at odds, is the shifting market. Like, after a year, these deals get dated. I promise you Buddy Baker would tell you this. Buddy Baker's point on Justin Jefferson making 35 is that 35 then is now worth 41 or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And so the Commanders look at it and they go, well, Justin Jefferson makes $35 million a year. And Buddy Baker will go, not really. On this salary cap, as soon as he gets back in line, that's now 41 because it's the percentage of the cap that continues to grow. It would be like, I know we shouldn't compare the NFL to our jobs and people overdo that. But for me or you, if we got the exact same money, sign a 2-year contract, 2 years later, our company comes back to us after huge productivity and says, we're going to give you the same money. Well, not only is that a little bit of a kick to the giblets because you're not getting a raise, but cost of living grows up.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I'm now one more kid deeper. I'm now, and that's not the job's fault, but it's actually a worse contract. And maybe analogous to this would be like, I'm doing more radio. I'm now doing a longer show or a different show or whatever it is. I have more responsibilities. So I could see why, if in fact they're offering Terry McLaurin 23 or 24 million, he would be so annoyed. Well, but the question for you guys at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, if that's true, does it change anything about how you feel?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.